Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, baby. It is French Toast Friday, my darlings, and it's Catfish Friday. Gonna be frying up the catfish on today, my darlings, taking it on down with a couple of brewskis. You know how it go on Friday, my darlings. Broadcast live from the Windy City, darling. It is cloudy yet again. It's cloudy in the Windy City. You know it's about 30 degrees right here. Just a little nippy, but it's all sunshine all up in here, up in here, up in here. January 27th, 2023, 1 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got pushed on up to the ATL, to my whole team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different colors in stock. We have natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, baby. We also have natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumb, baby. Shut the door and keep on walking. Listen. Got some hot. Got some hot music today, my darlings. So how you doing? Hallelujah. Listen. Y'all know my life's insane, but listen. Got some hot music by independent artists. Kanga, and independent artist, Phoenix, rising out of the ashes. Listen, I'm going to get on down with it. Before I get into the music, I want y'all to do me just a small little favor while you're on Facebook. You know we on Facebook all day long. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I would greatly appreciate it. Come on up in here, engineer, what we're going to do on today. Come on. Come on. You better know it. Come on. Hey. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yes, my darling, your music is being heard all over the world. I'm going to get into the music in just one moment. But listen, y'all know I got something to say about everything, anything. You know, I seen another crazy article. You know I see these articles all over the mobile devices. On this article is on Your Money Magic. Now, I don't know what this story got to do with money, but I'm going to lay this on out to y'all. Listen here. Now, this happened right here in the Windy City, and this lady's got to be stone cold crazy. Listen. Chicago woman adopts pet rats and gets surprised by their behavior. Listen, if you are adopting a rat, what do you think is going to happen? He's going to run all over the place? I mean, a secular man. Come on here today. Come on here today. Listen. These little ugly rodents, who in the world? Have you ever heard of a cat? Have you ever heard of a dog? All the cats and the dogs that need adopting, you decide. And anyway, how do you adopt a rat? All the rats that's running around in the streets of in Chicago, in the alleys, how do you adopt a rat? What is the procedure? Well, do the city of Chicago take all the rodents in the alley rats and put them in what? I don't know. Where are they putting these rats to be adopted? I've never heard of adopting a rat. So anyway, it says here. She says, shortly after bringing them home, however, Kimberly began to notice something a bit off about their behavior. The tiny rats were acting strange. Well, what were they doing? Was it something in their surroundings? You know, what is the strange behavior? I'm trying to get to the bottom of this here. I'm trying to get, you know, what's wrong with these articles? They don't say the real juice. The most miserable city rat. Now, wait a minute here. Give me the bottom juice. Give me the juice. I'm looking for the juice, y'all. Oh, my God. They have a picture here of the rats. This is just insane. And, the rat's in the middle of the floor. She's feeding him a corn on the cob. What are they doing? Oh, my God. Oh, God. So she's holding the rats up. What is she putting the rats on a clothesline? I guess she had to wash them. I guess she had to wash these critters and make sure they were clean. Then she got them hung up on the clothesline. I don't know what's the matter. Oh, my God, they're kissing the rats. Lord, today, I don't know. Let's move on right into the music. This is crazy. I never heard of an adoption agency where you can go and adopt a rat. Not really, I'm not making this up. This lady here in Chicago, she went to adopt rats. I'm trying to figure out, where do you go to adopt a rat from? You know, all you got to do is pick them up out of the alley. If you really want a pet, there's plenty of them running around in the alley. So why don't you just pick them up? I don't know. I'm going to look in the store and see where in Sam Hill in Chicago, do they have rats up for adoption? I've never heard this before. I've never heard it before. So listen, I'm just curious to know where and what is the location they got these rats so I can go blast them really good. So listen. It is what it is. Y'all already know independent artist Phoenix. So, you know, it is what it is. If she wants to adopt the rats, that's her business. But don't go complaining when they start acting all crazy in your house. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we really got to go looking to adopt no rat. All she got to do is leave some food around, leave her back door open. They'll smell the food, and they'll come right on in. That's what I'm thinking. So listen, it is what it is.
Something that I'm running to, I'm running from. Yeah, yeah, yeah. the hill. Wish they all could understand, I know they never will. No, they never will. Now I'm back on the grind, trying to make it still. Yes, chase my dreams till I make them real. And whatever doesn't kill me, about to pay my bills, yeah. That's just how I feel. Cause it is what it is, what it is, what it is. Never said they sorry, but I choose to forget. It is what it is, what it is, what it is. Died to myself, never learned how to live. Gotta trust, cause I keep moving forward. Diligently seek till I reap my reward. Renewing my mind till it's fine is restored. As I rhyme on these chords, to record out of
Come on, come on, come on, come on up in here. We got to keep moving on, y'all. Don't stand there. Don't stand there. Don't just stop in one spot. Keep on moving on. What's the matter with y'all? Listen, if I got to go get some matches and light it, I will put the match up under your feet to help you move on. You hear what I'm saying up in here? I don't like nothing standing still around me. I really don't. I don't like stale standing still. You know what? The only time I really being still is when God got me being still. And even then, it's a struggle. Did y'all know being still is a struggle? Let me tell y'all something up here. Y'all know Mama is a licensed life coach. Do you hear me up in here? Trained by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter for Chicago Channel 32 News. She was a reporter and a journalist. She's gone. This was back a few years ago, a number of years ago. She trained me as a life coach. Now, let me tell y'all something about BSC. I'm just getting that out the way, let y'all know. Some people run around here doing everything, saying everything, ain't got a piece of paper to even stand on. So listen, did you know it is a struggle to be still? Let me tell you something. Now, I'm talking to me, too. Sometimes when people teach and they give out information, it comes to them first because it's coming out of you. It's coming to me first. Let me tell you this. If you find yourself having a hard time and struggling being still, let me tell you this. I understand the core and the nature of being busy, people that like to be busy, people who are highly intelligent. Sometimes they have a struggle being still because what? Their existence is all about accomplishing something. And when those type of people accomplish nothing, it is as if nothing is being done because it's not. But guess what? When you are being still, you are accomplishing something. You are accomplishing a goal when you're standing still, when you're being still, because guess what? Your body needs to have a certain period of rest, right? Because that is the way God made our bodies. We have to rest. Our body has to rejuvenate itself, and the only way it does that is to rest. Rest, 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 rest. R-E-S-T. Listen, if you're constantly moving, 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 and you think you're being very creative, which sometimes you are, guess what? When you're being still and quiet, your creativity goes up a notch. Why? Because your body is in a mode of being still, rejuvenated, right? And you have to be able to be still sometimes. Be still, let your mind rest so you can clear out the cobwebs, energize your body by cleansing your spirit. Listen, you got to cleanse your spirit, you know, and you got to do those things. You got to take time, self-care, take time for you. And people that like to be busy, I know it can be difficult, it can be challenging, but guess what? It is very rewarding to learn how to be still and quiet. And I got to get on to the next song all up in here. So the point of that life lesson is, find time for you, no matter how hard it can be, no matter how difficult it can be, find time for you so you can rejuvenate your creative juices and keep it going fresh, 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 fresh. All right, now, so up next is independent artist Kanga, hailing from Los Angeles, California. Kanga's unique brand of underground dance pop has been one of the hottest tipped tickets since the debut record in 2016, embraced by the dark wave community. The heavy metal and emo kids, Kanga's singles have been streamed millions of times, and she has been invited to tour with the likes of Gary Numan. She wants revenge, right? The Black Queen uniform, and mostly recently, Kanga was taped to provide vocals on the new Delirium record, slated for early release in 2023. So listen, let's check this out. This is Magnolia, Magnolia, Magnolia. All right, that is Magnolia, Magnolia by the independent artist Kanga. That's K-A-N-G-A. Listen, also I want to invite you to her website, which is kangacult.com. That is K-A-N-G-A-K-U-L-T.com. The song is phenomenal. Listen, it's mixed and mastered very well. Nice vocals, great vocals. Listen, take a look at the website. I love the website. Very inviting, very creative. Listen, let me tell you something. Phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Once again, her website is K-A-N-G-A-K-U-L-T.com. That's Kanga Cult with a K, kangacult.com. KangaKult.com. You're going to love it. It is phenomenal. The black background and she's in red. It is really, really nice. Smoking hot, smoking hot. Listen, she is a celebrity and high-profile artist within her own right. Ooh, she was getting down on today. Listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Guess what? It's been a stone cold blast. I get to come back right on today. And guess what? Do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.